It's Magic 105.4, and I am now joined by the world's biggest movie star at the moment, Will
Smith. That's the rumor. That's the rumor. You know, you can't believe everything you read.
Well, you can when you've got 8 consecutive films going in at number one.
That's you love when impressive. That happens. That's pretty. Okay, that's pretty good. I'll take that.
The latest one, £7.
£7.
Which is your big movie at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's a film about redemption.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things in this film. The idea of redemption. I play Ben Thomas, and he's a guy who he's experienced a pretty big trauma, and he sets out to repent for his sins, and he's going to find 7 people whose lives he's going to change. And he meets Rosario Dawson's character. They fall in love, and then there's a big, huge surprise ending that will shock all who view.
Yeah, I think sort of Sixth Sense. There's lots of clues all the way through, so you've got to watch really carefully. And it's sort of hard to talk about it a little bit because you don't want to give too much away. It's such a clever twist on it.
You know, this is one of the best scripts that I'd ever read, and the experience of the movie is best when you don't know anything, but it's hard to get people to go see a movie if you don't tell them anything.
Yeah, I know. It must have been pretty hard on a promotional tour. It's like, I can't tell you anything.
Yeah, I can tell you I'm in it. That's it. You know, and hopefully you like some of my other stuff.
It's like, let's talk about golf. I know, right? you're actually working with Gabrielli again.
Yes, yes.
And the last time you worked with him, you ended up with an Oscar nomination.
Yes. He has that sort of knack, the way that he sees emotion and the way that he creates. I love what he's able to pull out of me, and you know, with the Pursuit of Happiness, and then into this film, and this film is very different from anything I've ever done, I just think that he got a fantastic performance out of me.
Now all this week on Magic, we've been giving away a prize to the four corners of the world. We're trying to change somebody's life,
much like Ben does in the film.
Love it. So what would you do to change somebody's life?
Oh, well, it depends on the person, you know. It depends on what the needs were. You know, my experience has always been that there's nothing like imparting knowledge or showing someone how to do something. Like, that's the most valuable gift that you can give someone. Like, that we have the saying in the States, you know, you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You give him teach a man how to fish, and he can eat for a lifetime, something like that.
Good lesson to have, actually. Yeah, I like that one. Your films have been so successful. A few that you've done before, Bad Boys, which is my favourite film ever. Love this hilarious film. And also Men in Black as well, which, by the way, you play a character called James Edwards.
That's you!
It is me!
That is hilarious.
So you have played me.
So you're like Agent J.
I am. A few people call me that now, and it's all
that's
because
hilarious
of you. But most of those films end up being trilogies. Any sign of the third one of Bad Boys and Men in Black?
Yeah, potentially. Probably more likely the completion of the trilogy for Men in Black. That one's a little closer. There's ideas that have been floating around for a year or two. But I'd love to do Bad Boys. I have such a great time playing Mike Lowry and hot in Miami in a car, and the guns and women. It's like just that little boy fantasy.
You love saving the world, don't you?
You know, I love playing characters that make a difference, you know, which is interesting about £7. This is the first time I've actually played a character that I don't necessarily agree with his choices, you know. So it was a very different experience for me as an actor to have to understand someone's thought processes that I didn't necessarily agree with. I love that artistic expansion.
Well, listen, you deserve the Oscar for Ali, I personally believe.
Oh, well, thank you.
I hope you get at least a nomination for this as well, because it's fantastic.
All right, Agent J. Thank you very much, man.